Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, gonna be a week episode with that sort of brands and a minor perspective, weird perspective. And how are you today? This is gonna be the notes. And today we're going to take a little departure from my normal film. This week is a brand awareness week, and today, November 20th, the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance. This day was created first in November. 1999, they had the first vigil, and it honors, pays homage to transgender and non-conforming men and women who were lost to violence and trans violence. It was started by a woman named Glenn Smith. So to pay homage to the plight of trans. In 1998, a trans couple, Rita Hester, was murdered in Boston. And when Smith said, create something in order to remember those who are trans and women who are lost in violence. This year, we've had 47 known and supported transgender and non-conforming men and women who were murdered, who were lost in their they overall have at least 375 reported murdered. There's much more. There's many more. Probably some not counted because either they haven't been reported or they have been misgendered. In other words, they report saying that a man can find somebody dressed as a cloak, a person wearing a what, if it's gender. And later on, in a lot of cases, it turns out the person was French. Now today we'll have vigils all over the world, many cities from all over the world pay homage to people who were killed by violence. Last night, the Phoenix Center had their vigil. It's an annual thing. 11 years. I personally have gone to vigils since 2005. That's the year that I came out. And the second year I was doing it, I had some reluctance, trepidation about it. It's an emotional thing. Very emotional people of all ages are killed just for being who they are. But I decided to do it, not that I needed to, not that I had to do it, that I needed to do it. I needed to remember these people who were loved in their communities, loved by their families, mostly. They had made influence on those around them. And to highlight the need for protection and the plight of transgender. Also, the majority of trans women murdered were people of color. Now, the country of Brazil has the highest South America, in Mexico, fall, I think good, in fact, third. This year, 2021, we've had the most than we've ever had. And this area, larger days, those are reported. No, I kind of asked myself, why are French be dead? Well, I think some of them are sex workers. No one will hire them. No one will have to have their deal. Some of France are dealing with other stuff. Might have to have their deal with stuff. You know, also, I think it's lost in fact, he's a people, the way he's living people. All they want to do is live their life. And it's a shame that a person's worth determined by how they look or how they dress. You know, many people have succeeded and are succeeding. Like this year, 2021, France is the most that they've ever been. And this is one city, beautiful city. I know many friends who are productive, intelligent, creative, influencers, had an impact on others, and respected and revered as they are. And as more abilities come, also a more pushback. So things are pushing back, and a lot of high saying we're a threat to children, pedophiles, for a lot of, said a lot of different things. But how many people actually know strength? Now today, transgender day remember. So I've been to enough of them. So we remember those people. People will remember who died due to the violence. Last night when I went to a vigilant, and we read the names, 47 people. I mean, the oldest one was 49. The oldest one was 49. The youngest one was 16. The youngest, 16 years old. He had deep bliss. And the next youngest was 70. And majority of the people who were murdered were under 30. I read in the biography a lot of one trans woman she had her own business. So another one, a couple were going to college. One young trans man, he had a big influence on where he was. And this year, a number of France has been murdered. Five threats. What's tough is we have a lot of laws coming lot of laws, anti-trans laws, 17 states up for a vote. And we must fight all these. Does everyone has the right to make their own living, determine their own lives? And they should be impeded just because of who they are. Nothing trying to say or remember the important standpoint, and not only that we remember those who have lost the balance, but remember those who are alive. We have many people on the front lines out there. We have many people who are active, vibrant, living their lives. And it's wonderful to hear that. And also, Transgender Day of Remembrance, I kind of look at it as also a day of celebration, to celebrate those who have come to our lives, celebrate those who have been lost, and to pay homage to them. It's like saying to them, they were valuable to you, they were important. I would say to everyone here to say, listen, you're important. You're somebody. You're somebody that God loves. You're somebody who has an influence on others. And if you have a family that's supportive, praise God for that. Praise God for that. It makes all the difference in the world. Because some people don't have that kind of support from their families and their loved ones. Some have been kicked out of the house because of who they were, just because of their trans. Also, this day of remembrance also puts a focus on the needs that have to be met. There are many needs. There's a lot, since I've been out, much has been done. There's been a lot of improvement. But much needs to be done. And one thing I do enjoy is if I knew somebody that remembering how much of an impact they had on people around them, how much of an impact they had on me. There's one dear woman, 87 years old, passed away. And she was quite a character. She was, she lived her life to the fullest. She was like one of a kind. Her name was Miss Ashley. She was one of a kind. She shared her story. She was a very productive person. Very productive, lived in many places. And just very stylish. She was very stylish. I love that. And she lived her life. She enjoyed her life. And that's the only thing that we have. We just want to live our life. And we don't want to be idolized, sexualized. We don't want the attention focused all of our lives. And I think one thing that people need to know is if you want to know something about someone, you got to get to know them. If you want to know anything about transgender, what it is, I think is they have to do their own research. I have to educate myself. I had to somewhere I had to educate myself when I came out. I didn't know much of anything. And I'm happy to see that there are more resources for parents of trans kids. I remember a time there was hardly anything. Because I can understand what the parents are going through, but you have to think about what the child is going through. So, there's a saying that when one person transitions, the whole family transitions. And I found that to be true. So it's not always easy. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of change. It'll be a lot of changes. It's going to be a struggle. You know, not only for the parents and the other siblings, but for the person themselves is going through. It's like a journey. So you wander. So you're going into an area that you know. The area you're going to find some things, you're going to discover some things about yourself. I think one of the things I remember is all the journeys that I was on, all the rivers I had to cross, all the joys, to say physically, all the joys I had to cross, it wasn't always easy. There were a couple of times I wanted to, you know, I wanted to stay right there, but I really couldn't. But there was more. There was more ahead. So I got a little jump of hope and I proceeded forward. I'm pretty sure many other people have gotten that note. I have somebody I correspond with over in a Midwestern state. You know, she's very active in the city. But the thing I most admire about her is that she enjoys life. She enjoys her life. She has wonderful friends. She cares about the community. She's active, very active. Created a lot of things. She's got a lot of depth to her. When I read her poetry, she's got a depth that few people can possess. I found out that she's an actor, and I would love to see her in a play. So I'm pretty sure she'd bring out a lot of things. And then it's a chance to, you know, talk with people, educate people. Maybe there might have been some people that didn't know. I understand that. There are some people that just don't know. I don't, you know, don't criticize them. You know, if somebody doesn't know, they don't know. I didn't know much of anything. Also, Transcendent Day of Remembrance can be a time of reflection. Think about how far you've come. Think about where you were, say, this time last year, where you are now. Each day is different. Each day, you push ahead. Each day, you're just going. You learn new things. It may be a struggle, but you keep moving forward. As I said before, there's a lot of things to discover about yourself. Because it's something that's deeply personal. That's why I've always been against, the person wants to let everybody know who they are, somebody else can do that for you. Because you don't know the situation that they're going to be in. You don't know if it's safe. There are people who would love to come out and drink, but for safety reasons, they don't, and I understand that. I pay homage to anybody who's in this situation. You're important, you know, if you think about it, you're important. You know, but your safety, is important. And let's remember during this trans day, remember some of those who fall to suicide. But I kind of think that could be highlighted more on trans day of the day, remember, it's highlighted more. But let's remember those who fall to suicide. And there, thankfully, there are a number of hotlines and places where trans people can call or get in contact with. I think the main thing is to know that they're not alone. Don't have to go through all this by themselves. One thing I think about, I look forward to the day that maybe we won't need these transgender day or something. Maybe one day we'll be accepted as people and not as oddities or somebody's fantasy, but just be treated like people that we just want to live our lives. The pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. That's what everybody, that's what we want. One thing that I mentioned earlier is about the spate of ex-transgender, those the fight. We'll have to fight. Because what's at stake is our own lives and our own existence. We have a right to live our lives peacefully. To have a roof over our head, to have a job, to enjoy life. And no one should be denied. No one should be denied. To deny our existence. We've been around since the beginning of time. And we'll always be here. And nobody can change that. I know when I came out, when I started feeling comfortable, I was going to live my life open. And that's what I do, I live my life open. Because I didn't know what was going on in me, I didn't know anything about friends. And one day, I did know. And I'm never in a closet. I'm not going into a closet anymore. And you should live your life. I encourage you to live your life. Enjoy your life. So be who you are. Be who you are and let nobody else define you. You define yourself. Or you would love yourself. Love yourself. You'll get with people who encourage you, bring out the best of you, people who support you. So people who have your back. And that's what, that's the thing, that's what supports you. Enjoy your life, be who you are. And don't be ashamed of who you are, too. Because in somebody's life, you're special to them. And don't let anybody put you down or tell you who you are and what. Let anybody put you down. You have people put you down, just go away and sleep at home. You don't have to be surrounded by all. And I'll end this episode of a poem that I wrote for a remember yesterday. Life is to be lived, no longer held down in the cocoon of expectation and conformity. Like the butterfly, we escape our darkness to life's light. Breathe and explore who we really are. The world screams for authenticity. We are living it. The men and women we honor tonight came out of their cocoons. So have we. And I leave you with that positive thought. And this is Genevieve tonight. Hope you enjoy your friends during the day of remembrance. Thank you, and God bless you.